Now, if you're a gaming buff, some great news for you. Students from across the UK will gather this week for Britain's biggest games jam. It's a 48-hour games fest where players are able to write and then play games to the heart's content. Torchbearer at the event for Lancashire is 19-year-old Joe Parker from Preston, who dreams of a career in computer games. I'm pleased to say he joins me live on the line now. Good afternoon, Joe.
Hiya.
Sounds great. Are you excited?
I'm very excited, yeah.
What makes it so special? It sounds like some people's idea of a really good Skype, 48 hours playing computer games. I quite like the idea of that.
It sounds like a good Skype, doesn't it? Well, the idea is to bring people who have an interest in like writing and designing computer games to give them more experience and an idea of how the actual entire setup works.
And so the jam is a get-together, a meeting of minds as well, and also looking towards the future of this industry.
Yeah, so you could come along and you can check it out and get like understand all the experiences and everything that actually happened. And if you then find that it's something that appeals to you, you can actually even try and get onto the course.
Now, do you have to take your own computer game or your own joystick?
No, you can bring your own computer to with designing the game that you're going to be set. A task to create a game in a group. You can bring your computer along if you want. They'll test it to see if it works with the campus network. Mm. But just bring it along and they'll see if you can use it. But it's you don't bring your own joysticks or anything. I'm sure they'll have enough set up. They say that they've got all the equipment there for anybody who's coming along anyway.
And people, you know, can be rather disparaging about all this, and yet it is huge, isn't it? You only look at, the gifts at Christmas time and the like, and computer games, computer consoles. Everyone probably, like I said, sees them as a bit of a skive and a lazy thing to do when you should be doing the pots or whatever. But they're great fun, hugely popular.
Yes, definitely. That's it also shows with sales and stuff in the games industry, it's taken off really well, and it just keeps getting bigger.
Are there jobs out there?
That's one of the good things about the games industry. It actually tends to be quite bigger than even like the movie and music industry now, in cases.
That is good news.
And employers are like looking for specific skills. So if you've got those skills, then you're a better chance of getting employed within it.
And what would you like to do going forward? Do you see that you can carve a niche of a career out for yourself here?
The part of the there's like a couple of different courses to get your skills up in a certain area, which is what employers want. I'm doing an art course in it, which is to design the actual imagery that would actually appear in a game. Mm-hmm. But there's all sorts of different areas like design and the coding and the story development that you can all take part in different parts of the course.
Just before you go, your favourite retro game? I mean, I remember having an Acorn Electron. I begged and pleaded for one from parents and then wished I'd held out for a VIC-20 because there were no graphics on it. But I remember Repton, that was pretty good, and Frogger back in the day, Pac-Man on the Atari. What about you? You're much younger than me, of course, but what about your favourite retro game?
Oh, the biggest game that I can remember playing pretty much the first game I can remember playing was would be Doom or even Quake on the computer back on DOS.
So then they're bitten by the bug back then. And now I'm spelling bite with a Y. Lovely speaking with you. Best of luck. Enjoy it. Enjoy the games jam.
Okay, thank you very much.
Something tells me I think Joe Parker from Preston will.